Greetings once again, fellow pilgrims, walking through the book in the times of a woman named Esther. Esther's part of our dynamic duo series that also includes the book of Daniel once we complete Esther. So we have that to look forward to. But we're only on episode 5 of Esther. We're starting chapter 3 today. So we've got a little bit more to learn about this story, as short as it is, but as meaningful as it has become to so many people of faith, Christians, Jews, even Muslims. This story resonates universally, of course. And we are all prepared here. Are you? We're in the broadcasting studios of the Parsonage in Arthur, Illinois, and this is Pastor Bob. In the background, we've got the Gregorian chant of the monks chanting the rosary. We've got the cinnamon cider candle. So good, you almost want to drink it. Almost. Speaking of drinking, listen to this. That's the kava tea. Kava tea. We are all ready. We're so ready. So, here we are. We finished episode 4 yesterday. It was Esther's turn to go to the king. And the king found Esther, attractive, acceptable, and maybe the most beautiful woman he's ever seen. So she becomes queen. And then we met her uncle slash stepdad, Mordecai. And Mordecai discovers a plot against the king and fills Esther in. And Esther tells the king and reveals the source of the information. It turns out to be true. And so King Xerxes is now grateful to Esther and Mordecai for potentially saving his life. Which brings us to episode 5, chapter 3, and we're going to go verses 1 through 11, and we are introduced to a new character today, Haman, and the episode is the beginning of the story of Haman's plot against the Jews. And let us begin. Sometime later, King Xerxes promoted Haman, son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, to prime minister, making him the most powerful official in the empire, next to the king himself. All the king's officials would bow down before Haman to show him respect whenever he passed by, for so the king had commanded. But Mordecai refused to bow down or show him respect. Then the palace officials at the king's gate asked Mordecai, "Why are you disobeying the king's command?" They spoke to him day after day, but still he refused to comply with the order. So they spoke to Haman about this, to see if he would tolerate Mordecai's conduct, since Mordecai had told them he was a Jew. When Haman saw that Mordecai would not bow down or show him respect, he was filled with rage. So he decided it was not enough to lay hands on Mordecai alone. Since he had learned that Mordecai was a Jew, he decided to destroy all the Jews throughout the entire empire of Xerxes. So, in the month of April, during the 12th year of King Xerxes' reign, lots were cast. The lots were called Purim. Lots were cast to determine the best day and month to take action. And the day selected was March 7th, nearly a year later. Then Haman approached King Xerxes and said, "There is a certain race of people scattered through all the provinces of your empire. Their laws are different from those of any other nation, and they refuse to obey even the laws of the king. So, it is not in the king's interest to let them live. If it please your majesty, issue a decree that they be destroyed, and I will give 375 tons of silver to the government administrators so they can put it into the royal treasury. The king agreed, confirming his decision by removing his signet ring from his finger and giving it to Haman, son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of the Jews. "Keep the money," the king told Haman, "but go ahead and do as you like with these people." And thus ends episode 5, Haman's plot against the Jews, of our walk through the book of Esther. We're going to add one more feature to our daily recordings. These recordings of the scripture story are usually lasting 5 to 6, maybe 7 minutes. So we're going to add a daily devotional at the end of the story, as we have done before. And we're going to use a variety of sources for those. Every day could be a different source, much as we did during the Lenten daily devotions. But we're going to start today with our old favorite by Sarah Young called Jesus Calling. It's October 12th, and Jesus has something very important to say to you. And here he is. He says, "Beware of seeing yourself through other people's eyes. Beware of seeing yourself through other people's eyes. There are several dangers to this practice. First of all, it is nearly impossible to discern what others actually think of you. Moreover, their views of you are variable, subject to each viewer's spiritual, emotional, and physical condition. The major problem with letting others define you is that it borders on idolatry. Your concern to please others dampens your desire to please me, your Creator. It is much more real to see yourself through my eyes. It is much more real to see yourself through my eyes. My gaze upon you is steady and sure, untainted by sin. Through my eyes, you can see yourself as one who is deeply, eternally loved. Rest in my loving gaze, and you will receive deep peace. Respond to my loving presence by worshiping me in spirit and in truth." Amen. That's another great devotional from Sarah Young, as we've come to expect. You may want to replay this episode today, tonight, and also the devotional, and keep these words locked in your heart throughout this day that the Lord has made. And let us be glad and rejoice in it. Until tomorrow, amen.